The Big Break, which is the lunchtime show that you host, and your relationship with the great man, the great Kerry O'Keefe, the Skull. What a genius.
Yeah, he is. And you and him combined nicely this year, and you really brought the octogenarians into the broadcast, which I think is fantastic. on your age level, you blokes are like the two Muppets that used to dominate up in the top and look down, Stadler and Waldorf. But it's a joy, isn't it? Again, that show, mate. I grew up watching a very, very different lunch show, but I've always thought that we are in the entertainment business and that there's a lot of options. You know, you can watch Netflix or you can watch Amazon or you can watch other things on, you can watch other sports. So I think we've always tried to provide something a little bit different on The Big Break, and you and Kerry are different. Who'd thought two really old washed up blokes had actually become a hit, but you have. So I think it's credit to you two, but in all seriousness, Skull, he is a genius. He's a comedian cricket analyst, and there aren't many of those floating around. The only other one I can think of on his sort of par is David Bumble Lloyd, who I haven't had the privilege of working with. But to sit there with you and Kerry and just see the delight in your face and you're laughing and having a good time in a test match lunch break, it does fill me with joy, mate. Oh, Kath just walked past, so I don't know why she burnt you for that interview, Smithy, but she's just walked past and Gilly's not far away, so you should try them in a moment. You might be able to get hold of the real superstars.
No, I need ratings. I need ratings. I don't want Kath. I don't want Gilly. I need ratings if you could pass that on. I'll tell you what, if they know you're talking to me, they'll keep walking past on the chance that they might get a word in, but it's not going to happen.